It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Ooh, yeah.
I wish we could do the show from Jamaica.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
What would be the... had to be some reason.
No.
I mean, but like, I'm trying to think, because we can't not just going to go. They're not just going to send us.
Say Atlanta United has a friendly.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or like a U.S. national team friendly.
Yeah, something like that.
Or what else could there be? Do they do any of those like preseason college basketball tournaments there?
No.
Is that just like the Bahamas?
I think it's Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah. There too.
Sure. Golf, yeah. Maybe a golf tournament or something?
Yeah.
Maybe the TGL will go down there. And
yeah,
I don't know. They need a Bahamas team.
Yeah, they do.
Or sorry, a Jamaican team.
Whatever. Anyway, we can get to the tropics.
Some island.
Yeah. Anyway, we can get to the tropics. I'm cool with that.
Look, we proved that we are trustworthy on the trip to Vegas.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
Look, we're still trying to get stuff done here, but it seems pretty clear that like the Golden Spike. I guess we're not. You know, maybe someday.
Who the hell was that guy Saturday?
Wasn't us.
I know. I'm like, who was that?
Wasn't us.
Who was he? Abe
Zaytoven?
Who the hell was that?
Never
musician.
What are you saying?
I've heard of Beethoven.
I heard of Beethoven.
He's
I like
dead.
Him.
Dead a long time ago.
I'm not saying anything against his brother. I don't
know. I want to let you know, I have put feelers out there on your behalf.
Thank you.
I believe that.
I'm shocked those haven't resulted in us.
Didn't go anywhere.
Shocked that hasn't.
I'm really shocked.
Trying to sit
that.
In the Mick Ultra seats on the court side for the Hawks. Maybe someday. I don't know.
Let me see here. What's his name again?
Zaytoven.
Zaytoven. Okay. I'll just see what he sings. And is he from Atlanta?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, because the last guy that did it wasn't. He was just an actor that films a lot of stuff.
Talking about David Harbour's a big deal.
Okay. No, according to who?
I mean, I like the character that he played in Stranger Things.
Okay,
but
born 1980.
What are his ratings like in
he's
the
mid-days? He's from the A. Okay.
Sure. Cool. I mean, again, there's a lot of games and other people are going to get to do it. I'm not saying everybody
Southern
that gets hip-hop, to do it.
Christian hip-hop.
Great.
They have Christian hip-hop?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, heck yeah.
Okay. Heck yeah. Yeah, I got to. He seemed like he signed with Gucci Mane, 1070 Records, which ain't always good. But, okay. All right. So he's a big deal.
Okay.
He's a big deal. Okay.
Fine. I'm not saying everyone that does it doesn't deserve to do it.
Right.
I'm just saying we deserve to do it more than some of the people that have done it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
He was credited with Usher's 2009 single, Papers. Remember that song? Ready to get the pay. Is that song? The Papers.
Famous? I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of Usher songs, but yeah. I don't know that one.
And he produced Icy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said. I know that song.
Okay.
I said. All right. Okay. So okay. Respect.
Okay. So he's legit.
Yeah. But
he's
did legit. He do the 12 middays of Christmas?
He damn sure did.
No, we did.
No, he did not. No, he did not. But
that was us.
He got some hits, though.
You know, look. Good. I'm happy. There's a lot of people that get to do it that are deserving. They're Atlanta through and through.
He is.
I'm just saying. You know, there's a couple midday guys over here that have been practicing their hammering.
And just being nice.
And just being just being friendly dudes.
Yeah.
Just out there ready
to go. Okay, everybody, he's legit. Okay. I just never heard of him.
Saying he's not legit.
I had to read up his bio. He's legit.
Look, man, there's going to be people we haven't heard of. There's 8 billion people in the world. Not knowing who somebody is an insult.
Nobody's going to have to look up Andy and Randy.
No.
When told Andy and Randy are banned.
You know how many people just in that stadium are like, who are these guys?
Yeah. Like, who the hell is this guy?
Wait, they still do radio?
Yeah. Who is that guy?
I didn't know that still existed.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
All right. We'll get to some college football. Interesting, weird, random situation going on at Stanford. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. But before we do any of that, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So the NFL meetings are going on.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some rule changes. Seems like the tush push is probably a thing of the past.
Yeah, I mean, they're down there right now. And usually, I mean, it's the owners that vote on rule changes. The player, the coaches can talk and suggest, but it's of the 32 owners when they decide. I think it's 23 votes. Usually yeah, passes majority, what they want.
Right?
Yeah, and so we'll see how it goes as far as that. I still don't think it should be banned, but, you know, if it is, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it should be either, but it seems like it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to find myself next fall, like, missing it.
No.
It just seems like if it's such an advantage, then everyone should just do it. It's available to everyone to do. Go ahead and do it. Call it something different if you want, but what?
I gotta check out the Holy Culture Radio on Sirius XM Gospel Hip Hop. I'm very interested. I'm gonna do that. Okay. I'm gonna do that when I go. I mean, when I leave from here. What channel is it on Sirius XM? Because I want to listen to it. Because I would love to hear like Christian rap.
Yeah.
I bet it's dope.
I bet it is.
I bet it's dope. Now, could you
remember when Mace was
I remember Mace came to talk to our FCA.
He was a pastor for a while.
He came and spoke to our FCA at Georgia one time.
Pastor Troy.
Yeah, Pastor Troy.
There's a lot of them.
But my thing is like this. Usually when I'm getting lit,
Rev Run.
Can you get lit to gospel to gospel rap?
Yeah, but it's got to be red wine.
Okay. I'm just curious. I mean, I like to get litty when I'm listening to rap music.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to get litty.
All right. Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones are going to split quarterback one reps. Yeah, of course they are.
Of course they are.
They're competing for the starting job.
But my thing is like this, though, how Shane has said it, Shane Steichen, it's like OTA. So is it seem like, is he going to, whoever has the best spring, are they going to go into as the starter, or is it going to go all the way through the training camp?
So hard because they don't really do anything in spring anymore.
Exactly.
So like, you'd have to do it in training camp, wouldn't you? And even honestly, even in the even in preseason.
Okay. So I'm assuming.
I would think.
I'm assuming that you would want to watch them play in games and everything like that. But it is open competition between Daniel Jones and Richardson. Richardson, you can't let Daniel Jones beat you.
Yeah. I mean you know, if that happens, then you're a backup quarterback probably for your life.
Yeah. You can't do that.
This is his third year?
Yeah.
Because he played a couple good games and then got hurt.
Yeah.
And then came back last year and didn't go well, got benched, pulled himself out of the game. Played okay right after that and then kind of fell off at the end of the season. Yeah, man. And look, if they're bringing in somebody to compete with you and you were the fourth overall pick 2 years ago.
And they bring him in, too.
Yeah.
And they wanted him.
Right, like, they did. They
wanted him.
Because this contract is not tiny.
No, like, it's they wanted Daniel Jones.
Like $14 million or something?
Which I kept scratching me like, why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know.
I said, when the Giants picked him number 6 overall, I said the same thing then.
Yep.
Why?
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 All right. All right. Anyway, and then when the Giants gave him all that money.
Yes.
Why are you doing that?
Why?
All right. Max Crosby predicts that Aaron Rodgers is going to retire on his podcast. I didn't know Max Crosby has a podcast. Good to know.
Everybody has one. Everybody has one. I think that Aaron is enjoying all this attention. I know that, you know, Mike Tomlin was sweating down there in Florida. They were asking him questions. All the Mike Tomlinisms and everything. According to insiders, he has the Steelers have offered him a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell's a holdup.
Him.
No. If he's sitting there waiting on this damn Minnesota job, and Minnesota has not done a good enough job to sit there and say, right, this is our guy.
Right, right.
Not, you come up to
no, the, I'm still not convinced Minnesota wouldn't sign him if he wanted it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but to me, that's what seems like what the holdup is. Because Minnesota has not closed the door on this.
Right.
And I think he wants to go there.
And I understand that.
And I understand it too.
If I was him, I would want to go there too. I think the situation is better for a quarterback.
Yes.
But man, at some point, you know, and we keep saying this because we've talked about this every like once a week or so for like the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, at some point, these teams have to come up with a solution, because what's the opposite of, okay, Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, fine, you have Aaron Rodgers. Like, mm-hmm. then it worked out. You waited and
right,
whatever.
Right.
But if he doesn't, you're blank.
You are not going to try to convince me or anybody that y'all are content with Mason Rudolph being your damn starting quarterback.
Well, and if you are, you should all be fired.
No.
So let's just assume you're not, right? So then what do?
I don't know.
You draft a quarterback?
You gotta, this is what Pittsburgh needs to do. Pittsburgh needs to do, because they're so good that they never are down there. Last time they were down there is when they got Ben Roethlisberger.
How high was that?
Ben was 11.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, he was 11.
That wasn't even a top 10 pick.
Yeah, Ben was 11. They need to do what the hell the Kansas City Chiefs did to go get Patrick Mahomes. Pat, they were 27. You need to blow it. Not say you need to give away future assets to go get you a guy.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Is there that?
Is that there here in this draft?
Cam Ward seems pretty good, but you'd have to get up to number one to get him.
They got you don't want to trade up, give all that for Jackson Dart.
Right.
No.
Because that's the thing, and you might even have to move up to get Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
From 21?
Yeah.
You might be able to get Quinn Ewers.
They need...
Can I interest you in Quinn Ewers?
Not really, dog.
No, because you're a Georgia fan, and you watched him play against legitimate competition.
Yeah.
And you saw what it looked like.
Yeah, dog. I'm just saying.
He's a nice quarterback.
You're not going to tell me. Just like the Cleveland Browns talking about, you're not secure with the thought process of Kenny Pickett being your starting quarterback. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
This is fun. I would like to be the guy that during this time of year has to lie. I just go out there and lie to the media. What's your job? Between the combine and the draft, it's my job to make stuff up.
Yes.
That's my job.
Yes.
Okay, cool. How much you get paid? A ton. I just lie to the media. It's great.
Yeah, I'll miss me.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's all going to shake out at some point over the next month and a half. Unfortunately, it might take a month and a half because mm-hmm. not all these teams are going to draft quarterbacks, and then maybe on the backside of that is when some of this movement's going to happen.
Andy.
That's when the Kirk Cousins thing is going to happen.
Can you see maybe, no, I can't. I was going to say more second-round quarterbacks this year than first?
Oh, God, I hope not. It just seems like a huge mistake. Like, if you don't like a guy enough to take him in the first, why would you take him in the second?
I don't know. And people always, you say this all the time. You're so right. If you can count something on your hands, it's not a good. It's not good enough.
I know the guy that just won the Super Bowl was a second.
Exactly. But I don't mean that's gonna happen for you.
I know it.
Yes, I know. This is the same thing with the whole Desmond damn Ritter and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, will y'all stop? Don't base your situation and your thought process about your team based on a shining star for another team.
Yeah, one thing.
One thing.
Yeah. Just because we've said this for years about blueprints in professional sports. There are, and teams do them. It's, you know, drafting the trenches, getting a franchise quarterback likely early in the first round, mm-hmm. and building around him.
Yes.
There are outliers in professional sports where, you know, the Eagles took Hurts in the second round when they already had a guy, and the Seahawks took Russell Wilson in the third round when they already had a guy and it worked out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Those are called outliers for a reason. The blueprint is what most teams do, and that doesn't still even work because it's really hard to win in professional sports. But please don't draft. I don't know, whatever. I hope these guys all get drafted. Drafting quarterback in the second round is not a good idea.
It's just a risky. It's a risky situation.
Because there's a ton of guys that get drafted in the second round other positions that are pro bowlers
mm-hmm.
within 3 years.
Yes.
It happens all the time.
Very rarely. Not saying it won't happen, but very rarely does
again,
that
like, if you like Jackson Dart and think he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL, then fire away. Mm-hmm. Take him. If you don't, then don't take him in the third round. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Just because somebody is – now, maybe take him in the sixth. I understand taking back-end quarterbacks because you have to have backup quarterbacks and practice squad guys and stuff like that. But if you think you can start, draft him.
Okay. And there it is.
But if you don't, then don't.
But that's what I'm saying. Like Jackson Dart. What's the kid out of Louisville?
Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck. I mean, these guys are – you know, if you want him in the first round, trade back in and get him.
Yeah, go ahead and get him.
Go ahead and get him.
Then you get a fifth round option or a fifth year option.
Exactly.
On it too.
Exactly. Sneaky something. I saw that John Harbaugh, 3-year extension with the Ravens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so because he was on his last year of his deal.
I
saw, I mean, you were talking about it. I guess it was, people are thinking, but it's not going to happen. They think about moving off of Mark Andrews.
Huh.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't let that be the last thing that he does in a Ravens uniform.
No.
Come on. Bring him back.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, we'll come back. We'll get into a little college football. We do have some good Braves news.
Huh?
We have good Braves news.
Did they already play today? And what?
it's not a win, but it's not a loss. Well, it is a loss, but it's a loss we all wanted. We'll tell you what it is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. So this is what I'm talking about right here. It's that, yeah, because, you know, we had a conversation like, we don't, oh, this is the midday show, by the way, Andy and Randy.
Welcome back.
I don't listen to it, because you did some deep diving, because we usually do that when we don't know something.
Yep.
But don't be coming to me, come on, Randy. I don't know.
I don't
listen to a lot of today's hip hop. I listen to, I'm an Islands vibe guy. Y'all know that y'all come to my house, Bob Marley gonna be playing at my house. Ain't gonna be no wetting up with no switches. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's gonna be at the crib. You know, but Bob Marley vibe.
It's true.
Yeah, that's
true. I can confirm.
Yeah, but I learn as I go with all these new people. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Until you have a 3-year-old child, his name is Sebastian, but it's my ex. It's Sebastian. We call him Bash for short. Mm-hmm. And he walks around all day doing, Mustard! All day, this little dude just walks around the house and yells that. All day, dog.
That is amazing.
All day. It's like, what?
Oh, that's so good.
All day. He walks around, Mustard! All day long. So that's how I had to find out who the hell Mustard was.
Was he want mustard on his
sandwich? I don't know, dog.
On his sandwich? What's going on?
All day is walk around and yelling damn Mustard. All day.
Look, and here's the thing. There's just a lot of stuff to know.
Yeah, man.
So we're not going to know all of
my stuff going on.
You know, now now that I know a little bit more about Zaytoven.
Yeah,
awesome.
He's seems awesome.
Like seems like the best.
Yes, and I got all these new Christian rappers that people want me to. My man Stephen Hill channel is Channel 140 on Sirius. So when I get in the car, put on Channel 140. Let me listen to it.
And I found out in my deep dive on Zaytoven that he's produced some stuff for E40 throughout his years because he grew up. Oh, I guess until like late high school in the Bay Area.
Yes,
and then moved out here to Atlanta. So I've got some Zaytoven E40 songs to listen
there
to.
There we go. There we go.
Which is great.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Great.
Yeah, there we go.
So we're all growing, evolving, enriching our minds together. And today it's going to be a little bit easier to do that because the Hector Neris era is over.
Yeah, man.
Hector Neris.
Didn't we tell you? Somebody ass had to pay for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we pretty much said it on Friday. So, well, that guy sucks, so he shouldn't be on the team anymore. Like,
somebody had to pay for that.
I'm no scout. You know, I'm no expert. Yeah. But I do know terrible when I see it.
Yes.
And that dude has no business being a Major League Baseball closer. Yes. He ends his Braves tenure, two appearances, one, I guess, inning pitched, even though one plus.
What was
his
ERA?
His ERA was 45. So he gives up 5 runs in his one plus innings as a Braves reliever. They DFA him today, and that clears the road for one Jesse Chavez.
There we go.
Words can't express how I feel right now.
Welcome home, Jesse.
Welcome back, Jesse.
Because if somebody, look, and Jesse's going to do better than that, but if somebody's going to be terrible out of the bullpen, let it be somebody we like.
Yes.
You know? I don't need all these new faces being terrible.
Yeah, man. You ain't one of us. Who was the one guy that we had to kick out the cookout? It was It was like 3-4 years ago.
From the Braves bullpen?
From the Braves bullpen. We had to throw him out the. Like, you ain't part of it. You ain't part of this, dog.
You haven't earned it.
Yeah, you ain't earned it, man. Yeah, we had to throw somebody out.
Chris Martin from Coldplay, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Chris Martin.
It was Will Smith. We were kind of tired of Will Smith by the end.
Yeah, but we knew that Jesse was going to pitch for this team. We knew this, all right?
Hoped it wouldn't be this soon.
Exactly. I think that's the point right there, that is this damn soon.
Wow.
But, I mean.
You know how bad you have to be to get DFA'd after one series? When the team didn't score any runs,
yes.
Like, there's so many other bigger issues that happened this weekend with the Braves.
What did we say then? Somebody had to pay.
Somebody's got
to
wear it.
Somebody's got to pay. And I'm sure they left his ass out there.
And this is a very small, I mean, 4 games he was a part of the team, 2 appearances, whatever. But you're just going to be hard-pressed to find a worse tenure as an Atlanta Brave than Hector Neris.
Nobody.
0-4. To start the year, they had 0 wins during his tenure. His ERA is 45. 2 appearances that were just awful. The first one cost him a game. I think he got the loss in that game, right? So he got a loss in an appearance where he didn't even get an out.
He's going to go to the damn White Sox or something.
I don't want to root against the guy.
Never.
He's had a nice career. I think he's been in baseball long enough to get all the pension and all that kind of stuff, hopefully. But I don't need to see him pop up as a Padre and have like a 1.8 ERA the rest of the way. Well, you know what I mean?
You know that's probably likely, though.
Yeah, it's possible. Anyway, thanks for the memories, Hector. We hardly knew you.
Yeah.
Can I read you this quote from Woody Johnson, and then we'll get into a couple of different college football things?
Yes.
With the NFL meetings going on down there in Florida, the coaches are down there, the owners are down there as well. Someone asked Woody Johnson about the Jets' grade on the NFLPA report card. He said, quote, "My first read is I think it's totally bogus. But we want to get better every day. We want to be number one in everything. But that's BS, and I'm going to find out who did it." He didn't say that part. I'm adding that. Okay. That's reading between the lines. But, well, no, your employees said you suck.
They said you suck, dude.
Yeah.
It's right there in writing.
They asked the people that work for you what they think of working for you, and they said you suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Got to wear that L. Got to wear that L. He said it was the Aaron Rodgers, it was an experiment, and it was a good experiment. What the hell are you talking about?
Standard.
Wasn't that good about that? You know what I'm saying? Like wasn't nothing good about that?
One of the great things about being an NFL owner is, like, he doesn't have to care about any of the report cards.
Nothing.
And also, it doesn't matter. Like, the Chiefs get bad reports every year, and they're the best team, one of the best teams, dynasty, all that. So it really doesn't matter. Guys are going to try hard and try to win no matter what. I mean, you should be trying to make it better with all the money you're making for these guys that are earning you the money. But you don't have to.
No.
And then the other thing is you can just tell your own story like he's doing.
Yes.
Yeah, the Aaron Rodgers thing was good.
Yeah. It was a good experience.
We all watched it. What do you mean?
Like, what? What the hell did you see?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, no, it was. It was good.
It was pretty bad.
All right. Well, good work then, I guess. Great job. So then you get an A then. I guess you're the best owner. We should have just asked you who the best owner was. Turns out it's you.
Yeah.
The NCAA says that Colorado and Syracuse can't play a spring game.
We knew that was going to happen.
I know, but why? Let them.
Why? Why would they do that?
But what do they have to lose?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But they don't want. This is something that they control. They lose all their power.
It seems like so such a cool idea.
This is something that they can control and be like, nah, we good.
Like somebody came up with a cool way to make a spring game relevant in a time period where everyone's just canceling it, and the NCAA was like, nope, we don't like fun. We're not going to let you do that.
Yeah, I mean, the reasoning behind the all academic concerns.
Sure.
Okay, buddy.
We just played a 16-game college football season. I'm sure you're really worried about guys missing class.
Yeah, and then I saw this one. This was pretty funny, watching Jeremy Pruitt, who is one of the biggest dorks in the world, and all I can ever think about with him is that nobody liked him.
Yeah, is that right?
Nobody liked
That's
him.
That's just sort of, okay.
And then, remember during damn COVID, and he had that damn whatever on him, how he was wearing that mask or scarf or whatever the hell you want to call
it. It's the most poorly worn COVID mask.
Like, what the hell are you doing?
Of the whole pandemic.
He's seeking $100 million, claiming they conspired with the university to make him a sacrificial lamb. You were the head coach.
Yeah.
You're not a sacrificial lamb. You were the head coach.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now, they did.
Huh?
They did.
Oh, no doubt about it.
They put everything.
Oh, yeah.
He did some bad stuff.
Yeah, they put everything on him.
But they put every bad thing Tennessee had done for like a 15-year period all on Jeremy.
They put it on him.
Before he was there, even like after.
Yeah.
They're like, but Jeremy told us to do it.
Yeah.
And just kicked him down the road.
Yeah.
The dude hasn't had a job since then. Yeah. He's like had inquiries, but teams won't hire him.
Yeah, he's coaching in high school in Bama somewhere.
Sorry. He hasn't had an NCAA job.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying like, yeah. So they asked Jeremy. I don't like it personally, so that's why I'm like, I don't care.
Boy, he's not going to get $100 million.
No. But you sue for $100
When you sue for $100
million, you get like $7.
You hope for a settlement,
Yeah, you hope
right?
like $7 million or something like that.
That's what that is, isn't it? Like $100 million for that is definitely just praying that they settle.
My thing is like being sued. And you're like, huh?
Because you're basically telling
him. I'm not giving you no money.
You're basically telling him, I know where some bodies are buried that you don't want me to tell people about.
Let me hold some.
So 100, all right, you can talk me off 100.
Give me.
But I need something.
I need at least 7.
Because you guys went to the playoff this year. I know that's worth something.
Yes.
You guys are in the SEC. That revenue's public.
Yeah, let me hold some.
Just let me get an NIL deal. let me get an NIL deal to kind of go away. But yeah, Jeremy Pruitt's popped back up so he could sue Tennessee for
being
a sacrificial
Andrew Luck,
lamb.
Since he just missed the whole head coach, Troy Taylor, who we find out is a dirtbag.
Yeah.
He hires Frank Wright to be the head coach. Now, I looked up some stuff, and they said his contract is 7 to 8 months, and he won't interview for the head coach job. My whole thing in this is, and Stanford's going to be freaking awful.
Yep.
But what if they're not?
Yeah.
What if they're not? Well, what if they're not awful? Does Andrew like, okay, coach, you want this job?
Because
he says he's not. He said they're going to open up a big search and everything like that. But Frank Wright is going to be there to kind of to stable out things or just to have a guy that says head coach.
Right. They got to do something. Yeah, they're going to play football next year. Yeah. Their coach had to be fired for all the off-field dirtbag stuff that he was doing with female employees in the athletic department. And so Frank Wright gets brought in to sort of stabilize things for just a little while. And my thing is, like, I get it. Like, you had to do something. He's a guy you trust. Andrew Luck played for him his final year in Indy. By all accounts, is a guy that, you know, people like in the football community. If you're a good player on that Stanford team, you're transferring.
I would think so, right?
You probably already did.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they're so bad. But, like, if anybody comes calling for any of these guys on the Stanford team right now, how are they keeping them?
I don't know.
It's still Stanford, right?
Yes.
So if you're there right now, maybe you value that and you want to get the Stanford
degree. But, like, Stanford ain't been good in so long.
No, not at football. They have not. And maybe Andrew Luck now being the decision maker and this kind of stuff will help with that. I don't know. Like, I know everybody likes him, and he seems really smart and great and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I have no idea if he knows how to run a college football team. We'll find out. But this makes sense.
But he,
I don't know what their other option
what is.
What
is he? He's the general manager.
He's the general manager.
Okay. Is there any other general managers in college football? Because there's teams that do have them.
Yeah.
Do they have enough power to fire the head coach?
No, but, you know, they also weren't the best quarterback at the school since John Elway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I understand that part. But my thing is that when you have these, like, can Bill Belichick be fired?
by Michael Lombardi.
By Michael Lombardi?
Nah.
He's just a general manager?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Did he get fired?
I don't think so. Alabama has one.
Yeah.
The guy that was at Michigan and then Washington and now he's down there. No, I think he's hired by Kalen DeBoer to be the GM. But it's just a different power structure. I mean, you get it.
Yeah.
It's Andrew Luck at Stanford. I mean, he's kind of the him and McCaffrey and Toby Gerhart.
Toby kind damn of the, Gerhart.
And there's been other good guys.
No, Stafford's had some really good players. But, I mean, we know
Drew Dahlman.
Yeah, but for the most part, John Elway is the best player to ever come through Stanford, and Andrew Luck is probably too.
Let me ask you guys a question. Is that partially like a turnoff or a concern for a head coach that the GM might be?
It could be for some.
Totem pole-wise?
Yeah. It could be for some. But, I mean, he's going to hire somebody I would imagine that he has a relationship with.
Who, Andrew?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, like
who? Good question.
That's the thing about it. Is he doing the hiring?
Who did he play for there besides Frank Reich? No.
Oh, in
Indy.
Was he with was Coach Caldwell?
Was it Jim Caldwell?
I don't know if he was still there or not.
He seems like Stanford. Then Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell just wins.
He just wins.
Chuck Pagano.
Chuck
Pagano was there.
Packs. Okay.
Well, he has a job.
Yeah.
Currently. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by those noises that Randy was making and Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Big story of the day is very little offense from the Atlanta Braves.
But help's on the way, baby.
But help is on the way.
Help's on the way, baby. Jesse.
Jesse had to have hit at some point.
Jesse?
He's been in the league forever. But he's a relief pitcher. I don't know. I would love to know if Jesse Chavez has ever gotten in at bat. But he's back with the Braves as they had to get rid of our guy Hector Neris.
Yes.
After just
Don't put me in that.
Just two.
Don't put me in the hour.
You know, we're Braves fans.
Somebody had to leave. Somebody had to pay for this.
Somebody had
to pay for him, and it was him.
It was him.
For this.
You got to go. Just hang out and just stay in San Diego.
Get him out of here.
We'll get back at some Final Four at 1:20 as well, and an AMA is an hour
away. All right, so we got on the Zaytoven people was mad at us earlier. Now, okay, and I'm pretty sure we usually together on a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And I know we're together on this. We don't give a damn about Stanford. Okay? So all of you giving us names of players that went to Stanford, we know they were great. We don't really give a damn about Stanford.
I also said all of them. I said all those names. Okay. I didn't say Jim Plunkett, but like, come on.
So,
I
mean, if you're a Stanford fan and you're offended by me and Andy not saying Jim Plunkett, or he did say Christian McCaffrey, you know what?
I did say Christian McCaffrey,
We don't give a damn.
Yeah, I mean, Stanford, right. You know, whatever.
Okay.
It's a fine academic institution.
Yes.
Nobody gives one blank about their football program.
Nothing about
including
it.
Including the people that go to the fine academic institution.
Yes.
I've been to a lot of football games at Stanford. And had a lot of room
that
to
myself. That is something that I did not know that I would have heard from you.
Yeah, I used to spend a lot of time around that campus.
Woman?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Spent a lot of time around it. I spent so much time around that campus that I had a bill mailed to me at a Stanford address so I could get a card made so I could play the Stanford golf course for $25.
It was the same girl?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So you had a young lady that went to Stanford?
Yeah.
Okay.
I dated a girl that was a law student at Stanford.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
She graduated and smartened up.
Wow.
Well, she was really smart. But
she broke up with you?
Yeah, right before graduation.
What did she say to you? She said, this is not working for me.
Yeah, I don't know what she said.
Yeah. Like, hey, you remember everything.
Going to go be with a lawyer? What do you make?
Yeah.
You're still getting paid minimum wage to produce a radio show? Cool. Good luck. Well, look at me now.
Yeah.
Look at me now. Dominating the middays.
She a big-time lawyer?
She was. She made so much money. She's doing her own thing now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That could have been you, Andy.
Well,
but you're happy. You got a wonderful wife.
Couldn't be
you
happier.
Got two babies, a dog, paid off element, and a house and a fence.
And a brand new fence.
And a brand new
Which I'm going to stain probably on Friday.
Ooh,
so
ooh.
What about that? And it's going to be 90 degrees.
It's going to be 90 damn degrees. It's going to be hot as hell.
I know, but it'll dry faster.
Yeah, but still, you got to wipe all you got because it's all that pollen. You got to pressure wash the fence first.
I don't know. All right, you make a good point. Maybe I'm not going to stain it on Friday. We'll see.
You need a stainer?
No, I'm going to get a big one this time. That was very, nice and very effective, but I had to refill it
every third board.
Every third board. And that fence is big.
Yes.
So I'm going to rent a big guy. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Also, not a great weekend on the diamond for the Lady Blue Devils. We take our first L of the season. Just kind of outmatched at the plate. We had a pitcher. We played Buford. Had a pitcher on the mound for them that just threw strikes. And we face a lot of times so much pitching that's not great that when they get up there and there's somebody throwing strikes, they just want to stand there.
Right.
I don't know. Swing the bats, ladies, and you win ball games. But all Juice played in three games on Saturday. Only one was ours. She goes 1-for-2, two walks, a K in RBI, one inning pitched, one strikeout. Average weekend, but they happen.
Look, they're you not know? All going to be walk-offs and no-hitters. Yeah.
They're not.
You know, yeah, you know
I,
that.
I heard Buford be they'd be recruiting and stuff.
Yeah, I heard
they might.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I heard they juice the Gatorade,
yeah,
too.
That's what I heard.
I hear all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. That's what the softball streets are saying.
They're putting five-hour interviews in there.
Yeah.
Like a little JUCO team they're running
out. Imagine giving
11-year-old those kids were so
five-hour
big.
Energy. Yeah.
Well, no, shout out to them. We're going to see them again in the playoffs. It's going to be a completely different result. So
good.
Talk.
Went to Truist Park yesterday for the Savannah Bananas game.
Oh,
shout
nice.
Out to Coach Sammy, who volunteered to drive. We crammed 10 people, all with seatbelts, into their minivan.
You can get 10 people in a minivan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
And I got to sit up front and have all the leg room, too. It was great.
Damn.
But yeah, shout out to them for he's listening right now, probably. So appreciate you driving yesterday, my guy.
I will say this. Minivan owners. Swear by minivans.
I know. They do.
Every
they
minivan
do.
Owner yep. I talk to.
You are absolutely correct.
Is trying to get me on board.
You are absolutely. I mean, they tell you about all the new technology and all this.
Oh, you don't have to open the door.
Here, come look at the door. Anymore. Come look at the door.
For you yeah. kind of they want to show you. They want to show
look at
you everything they get in that van.
The seat swivels.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And just to protect my boy's reputation, he is not the one that owns the minivan. It's actually, you know, GM Jessica's
There's,
wife.
And look, nothing against him. I'm just saying, people that have them are like evangelists.
I have nothing against
the family has one, and they are proud of it. It's not his main.
If it was his, I would be like, cool. Yeah. Like, I would never. I was never going to be a van guy, a van dad. Never.
My mom had a Ford Windstar when I was in high school.
Dude.
Turquoise minivan.
Dude.
It's great.
There's that. I forgot what relative had it. They had the you know, the damn van with the ladder and the tile in the back?
Oh, yeah.
You could tell us that wasn't the coolest thing ever.
You could fit everyone in
there. Dude, that was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Yes. Having like the 18 van? Oh, come on.
Yeah, no. Matt Emick had a Ford Aerostar. We got everybody you knew could get in that thing.
My parents had one of the full-size vans that actually had chairs, had a bed that pulled out, had a hide-a-bed in the back, and a little table in the middle.
Yeah, dog.
My dad, not anymore, would if he still worked. My dad drove a work van my whole life and had it set up when I was a kid to where all the tool stuff was underneath in like drawers and stuff that he fitted out. And then on top, you could put a mattress on.
Yeah, man.
So we could go camping at Mount Rainier just like that. Great.
So that was quite the experience yesterday. So the Bananas were in town for two games. They played on Saturday and played on Sunday. I've never seen, or the last time I've seen a crowd that big was the World Series trophy unveiling ceremony.
Wow,
whereas
dude.
You're just outside, just looking for a way to get inside the ballpark.
I saw, Bo, a aerial still shot of the battery. It was crazy.
They had wraparound lines for every souvenir stand they had, and they probably had 50 souvenir stands, like tents.
Right.
It was nuts. Quite the experience. There's a lot of the games themselves are only 2 hours long. They put a timer on it.
Smart.
They do play a faster game. Like the batters can't step out of the batter's box. The pitchers get up there and they just throw. They don't do a whole lot of changing out baseballs and stuff. Go ahead.
I'm just going to raise my hand occasionally throughout because I have a lot of questions about it. Who are the guys? Like, are they like former college players or who are the players?
College and minor league baseball players.
Okay.
I would imagine.
So they're good. They're really good.
So this is the old Sand Nats was what the Savannah minor league team was. I don't know why they switched over to just the entertainment aspect. These are all baseball players.
I'm
not sure. I'm sure a lot of I don't know they knew it was going to be this successful though. Surely not.
Probably couldn't have imagined.
Couldn't have projected
but
that.
I don't know who the guy is, but the guy that dresses in the banana suit.
The yellow suit? Yeah.
He's
out there
he's
now
the
that
visionary.
So they're all former or current baseball players. Okay. I bet some of them were actually Savannah Sand Nats at some point. And are on the team, have been on the team since 2016 when they became a thing. A lot of fun. They do a lot of stuff before the game. They actually start at 11 a.m. The game didn't start till 3:30. They started with autograph signings and a band and stuff in the battery, 11 a.m. Then they do different little fun stuff. So there's a lot of stuff leading up to the buildup of the game because the game's only 2 hours long. Quite the experience, though. It's a lot of fun. There's music playing the entire game.
Okay.
And a lot of it is a lot of songs that you know by heart. So you because they want the crowd to get involved
like
and
what?
Sing along.
Like, give me an example of a song you sang.
Oh,
along
wow.
With.
I'm brain farting now.
Don't Stop Believing.
I would say there's got to be Journey.
Some Journey. The spectrum wide.
Wagon
it
Wheel.
Goes all, anywhere from like Baby Shark all the way to Journey.
Okay.
All right.
That's
so
a wide spectrum.
A lot of kids in the building, a lot of kids screaming. You know, so you kind of got to be ready for that. You don't ever get that downtime of just silence in a baseball park because there's music going the entire game.
Because there's a lot of times during a baseball game where it's pretty relaxed in a ballpark.
Yeah.
You know,
none of that. We
two
did
outs
get a little
in the fourth
bit of,
inning.
Little bit of,
it's pretty chill.
A little bit of rain, too, which that didn't put a damper on anything. These party animals. This is the team they play 90% of the time. There are two other teams and other.
They're Washington in general.
No, but they won. They won yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So they actually play the game. Okay. It's by these rules.
But essentially, they're the Washington Generals to the
kind of. But the Generals never lose to the beat the Globetrotters. Right. You know, so they play the game by the banana ball rules. Whereas they play, it's kind of like match play in golf. You play for a point every inning.
Okay.
Until you get to the ninth, and then every run counts as a point.
Got it.
All right. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, man, you got. Everywhere from Baby Shark being sung for little kids, now you've got this party animals team, and they live up to the hype as party animals. There's a very big Chippendales kind of aura type of thing they've thrown off there. And, yes, I'm talking about like shirts being ripped off, gyrating and stuff on top of the dugout. It's the best way I can call it that type of dancing. You know,
like male strippers.
Yeah.
But a lot of air hunching.
It's a lot of air hunching, yes. A lot of that. So it's kind of weird. Like, I'm covering up Olivia's eyes at some point. I'm like, whoa, you don't need to be watching these guys do that. The teenage girls are like, oh, look at that. You know, so. Middle-aged moms as well, yeah. So a lot of fun, though. It was a lot of fun. I'm not trying to take anything away from it. But there is a little raunchy kind of aspect.
That explains a lot.
That explains it, though, a little bit. Because, like.
Because you're just going to the ballpark.
Yeah.
You're going to the ballpark. You're not going to, you know. Yeah, you're going to see young men. Jerry.
Just a lot of the people I saw putting like social media out about it over the weekend were like, you know, moms.
To moms.
Which is fine. Yeah. That's great. But I was like, you guys don't care that much about the Braves.
That's it right there.
Oh, because the Braves aren't taking their shirts off
and
doing a stripper dance in the middle of the inning. Okay. Sex sells. Very smart.
It does.
Different meaning to the name Savannah
you gotta
Bananas.
You got to get everybody to want to come to a game, and that's how you get the middle-aged moms and the teenagers there.
Savannah Banana Hammocks.
You know, the kids and the dads are just there for the baseball. So there you go.
There you go.
So the women's Elite Eight is happening now. Two games yesterday, two games today. LSU, as we know, gets beat by UCLA over the weekend. So we go to the post-game press conference with Kim Mulkey.
God.
Now, look.
Okay.
Abe and I were just talking about Kim Mulkey for a little bit. I absolutely do not mind her kind of putting this reporter in his place for calling getting beaten in a second straight Elite Eight, especially after winning a national championship 3 years ago. Terrible.
I hope you have the whole audio, though.
I have him asking the question and her responding to it.
Coach, it's the second straight year you guys get eliminated in the Elite Eight. Yeah.
Terrible or is that good? Terrible. God. How many Final Fours you play in?
Oh, my God. You know what?
None.
I didn't realize
so it's probably
this.
Pretty good, huh?
This is a Timmy.
All right,
it is.
What it is,
I know who it is.
Yeah, who is it?
It's one of the guys who works for the college radio station.
Is that a Timmy?
21-year-old college student. It wasn't a great question.
No.
But she said, "Is that good or terrible?"
He said, "Terrible."
He's all nervous. Yeah. He doesn't know what to do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's a damn Timmy. Way to get his ass, Coach.
I guess. I'm not
because he wasn't trained properly. That's a horrible question. I don't care where you come from.
No, it wasn't a very well asked.
You don't assume
question.
That them getting beaten the second Elite Eight is a bad coaching job.
No, but that's not what he was going to say.
That dude said
he was leading towards some other question.
She said, "How many Final Fours have you?" Come on, lady.
Right.
I mean, I'll never be on Timmy's side ever. But come on, lady.
You probably don't need to intro the question by telling her the fact that she's lost in the Elite Eight 2 years in a row.
Probably so.
Yeah. She probably knows that.
What do you think she's going to say?
She probably knows that.
Like most guys, most coaches would say some kind of clapbacky like that.
I just feel like he was about to say, I don't know, like how does this one feel different than last year or something. Like it wasn't going to be some. He wasn't trying to gotcha. He was just about to ask some basic question.
Hey, that's a pretty terrible job. What are you going to do to keep your job?
I don't think he was going to do that. And then she got him on his heels, and he panicked. And he didn't want to say it was good because they lost, right? And
he panicked, too.
Even if he would have said good, she would have said, oh, you think it's good we lost? She was going to bite his head off either way. Yeah. Like, she was in a bad mood. They just lost.
What does she respond if he says, it's not good or bad, it's just the facts?
Well, I would have just said, it's good to make the Elite Eight. I don't know, but just ask the question. How does this year's finish feel different than last year's?
Hey, and real quick.
And if I was his professor, that's what I would encourage him
to do. While we're on college sports, those Georgia Dogs are stayed on a heater.
They
swept Auburn over the weekend. Auburn was 11th coming in. Auburn now moves up to the teens. UGA stays at number 3 behind Tennessee and Arkansas, but there are now 8 out of the 10 top 10 teams are from the SEC. And yes, that was a huge lightning strike right now.
Okay,
It's been brewing.
It's been going to get down.
Yeah.
Did it get down with his bad self?
It's been looking like it was going to be bad outside for a while. Good. We need it. We had 14,000 pollens or something.
Come please wash our cars.
On Saturday. How do they measure that? The pollen count.
It's a pollen per piece of oxygen or something.
What counts it?
My whole for a record-breaking year?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, my feet were damn yellow.
I blew my nose on Saturday.
Kind of like a rain catcher and jamming the pollen in the air?
I don't know. But I know there's 14,000 of them. And the previous record was 9,000. That's a lot. That's way more.
When I sit at a softball park for 6 hours, go out in my car, and it's freaking yellow. Oof. Yeah, that's just nuts.
Yeah, man. Get your Claritin. All right, we'll come back. We will get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. There is a little bit of good Braves news out of a terrible weekend, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.